on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 21st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Chantal. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I really can't believe that we've gone through pretty much an entire season. We have a week and a day left. Survivor's starting tomorrow. It's end of September almost. It's just like the summer flew by. It's been a great season. And the ending is not as bad as I was expecting it to be. So I'm happy to talk about it today.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 76 in the house. And, so Xavier's the HOH. He also won the veto. He is going to not use the veto, which is going to leave Big D as the sole vote to evict. Xavier has convinced Big D to evict Highland. And Big D has been raising quite a stink about it because he doesn't want to do it. He wants to evict Azza. Because Kylan has done so much more and deserves to be there. Kylan and Big D got into a big argument about Big D's cooking the day before. and today, Big D is going to get into an argument with Azza, where he plays the role of Kylan.
Okay, I have a question. Do you think that there is a chance that Big D was using these two fights so he has an excuse to evict either of them? So like whatever he decides to do, he'd be like, well, we weren't getting along in the end, so you shouldn't have expected me to want to keep you in this game. And so maybe just like giving him a way out?
I don't think so. I think that these fights are popping up because of the underlying tension and stress that's occurring because of the situation that they're in. I think he's stressed about the situation. Kylan's stressed about the situation. Azza is stressed about the situation and also just like fed up with all of it. I think that it's a result of that rather than, something intentionally done.
Oh, we could dream, can't we? I was just hoping that like he really has been doing something behind the scenes that I just don't know and I haven't noticed and he can argue with me about because...
Well, yeah. I mean, he's done a lot.
So much.
So many things.
My biggest excitement, though, is that he says at one point, I don't know, when one of his long rants about Azza, but he does say that he can't wait until he gets outside of the house so he can see what the fans think of him. And if he's like legendary status, and I'll be like, legendary, not in the way that you want it to be.
You will be remembered. We started the day, really the only contributions Kylan really made, for the day. He did have some camera talks. Usually the big thing in the day is Kylan's big, talk to the cameras. He did have some ridiculous ones. But we'll get them out of the way quickly. The primary ridiculous one that most people have been interested in is that, this is in the middle of what we're going to talk about, which is Big D and Azza's initial argument. It just cuts to Kylan and he's just like, shout out to, former President Obama and Michelle. What's up? I'm not saying I'm expecting us to hang out or anything, but I'd love to meet you two or get a shout out or at least like a like on Twitter or Instagram.
I mean, I think what's really happening with him, per se, is that he's just delusional and he thinks that what he's doing is grander than it actually is. And he kind of, I think he thinks that people are just rooting for him and that everybody's watching him and all eyes are on Kylan. And he doesn't, because he's in that house, you know, and he just thinks that everything, he's like the center of everybody's world in this house. And I think he thinks that translates into the outside world because it ain't true. I don't think that Obama knows who you are, Kylan. I'm sorry. At all.
Yeah. He says, and while I'm at it, you know, Will and Jada, if you guys, you,
Well, he could dream. I mean, Big D also was just talking about how he's going to be so, you know, have a TV show and take Julie's job and all this stuff. So they both have illusions of grandeur for sure.
Yeah. He's also going to say later, I guess we'll get to that later because it's irrelevant to a conversation that happens later. But so Big D, Aza, and Xavier are going to be talking some more, and they really need to just stop talking about the season. Because they, first of all, keep exposing their ignorance as to what actually happened in the season. Second of all, it causes them to argue because they're trying to figure out who did it. And the answer is Tiffany. The answer is none of them. But they keep trying, all three of them, like, no, but I did that up. And so they're talking about the season. And Aza starts talking about the plan that she had. You remember we talked about this. The plan she had during the prior to the roulette week, where she wanted to put two cookout members up on the block to reduce the chances of a cookout member being randomly rouletted onto the block. Wasn't the best idea. You could see the logic in it, but she talks about like, oh, that's what I would have done if I was HOH. And Xavier's like, that wouldn't have worked. That was not a good idea. And Big D's like, exactly. Like, this is why I can't take Aza seriously in this game. He says, by the way, says Aza, she's there in the, he's only dressing Xavier. This is why I can't take Aza serious in this game. I told Aza several times it was no good, but you know Aza, there's no point in trying to argue with her. And I got no time. I had no time for her that day.
I mean, this was the beginning of me just like in a constant eye roll when I was watching these conversations. I'm just like, Big D, like, at least she's contributing an idea that you can workshop and troubleshoot and see like where the holes are here. And like, she's thinking about the game. I haven't seen Big D think about the game at all. All he thinks about is like, I want to get out Tiffany. That's pretty much the only thing that he's done. And he protecting Brittany that one time from Tiffany and something that wasn't even going to be bad for them. So it's just kind of like, Big D, look, I don't know what game you think you're playing. Sorry, go ahead.
You don't need to think about the game when you've already got it all figured out.
That's right. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're so exactly. Bad. Oz is like, X, do I not listen in conversations? X is like, we have conversations sometimes, but eventually we get around to what we should do. Well, Big D doesn't think I listen. Well, I'm sure you guys have different conversations though. She's like, yeah, we do. Most of our conversations revolve around arguing about Kylan. And Big D's like, you know what, Aza? When we get out of this house, we can sit down at my house. You can make us some homemade pizza and we can watch Big Brother with some glasses of wine and liquor. And then we can discuss because with both of us being here in this house together and you not having seen all the decisions and all of the discussions and plans being made, there's no use in having this conversation. And I said that and I'm going to leave it at that. Xavier says, fair enough.
I really want that to happen.
Okay. All right. Like they're both like, okay. He's going to leave it at that. It's just so hard. It's just too hard, Aza. I love you, but it's too hard until we watch it back. I can't go down the list of all the things that happen. There are so many things that you don't even know about that I planned behind your back that you don't even know about. So it's no use.
And I actually would love if they live streamed them watching Big Brother and then maybe live stream them watching some of the updates, because I'm just like, I want him to see what we actually thought of his game and see, like, because I feel like he wants to watch it so he can piece together and be like, oh, see, I did that and I did that and I did that. And there's going to be nothing. Like, he's never really on the show other than like his sleeping segment, his, you know, calling Tiffany the B word and not doing anything really game oriented at all. So I would love to see that live streamed.
I mean, it would just be full of Big D. Why didn't they show when I did this? They what? This is a terrible edit.
The edit.
Yeah. It's at this point that Xavier's like, yeah, I'm gonna just see ya. He leaves. And they start talking about Kylan, and, you know, and he's talking about, like, because she hasn't seen all the things that Kylan has done either. And she's like, I've seen the things that Kylan has done, and I'm not a fan of him. I don't like what Kylan has done. He's not very nice. He's just like, you just don't know. You don't know, but you don't know all the other things that he's done. Like if Xavier had done, if you had worked with Xavier on a ton of things to help protect me, and then I was like, oh, Xavier hasn't done anything, and then you were like, no, you just haven't seen it, then I'd be like, oh yeah, I guess I haven't seen it. But no, yes, that's what it is. And she's like, because I've never tried to correct you about all the things you say about Tiffany. Have I? I haven't done that. And then Xavier comes back in, and she starts, and they keep arguing back and forth about Kylan. And then Xavier's like, oh, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have come back in. I'm just going to go. And I was like, no, you stay here. You stay here, Xavier. And she says, okay, Big D, let's do this. Okay. It's too many things. Let's go week by week and let's talk about all the things that you have done to keep me in this game. And Xavier's like, yeah, and I'm just going to bye.
Well, it's just kind of like Big D. I think that he feels if he talks about all the things that he does, it'll make them become true. Because like even she's never really denied, like she's like, yeah, okay, so yeah, you went up on the block a couple times and maybe I could have been an option to go up on the block, but I wasn't. And he's like, she's like, you know, maybe I had some social relationships with some people, and he tries to claim the fact that he had social relationships with them first, and that she, you know, he was the one that protected her, and her relationship with them didn't matter at all. It was only his relationship with her. And he just kind of like discredits the contribution that he thinks that he made, that she actually made for herself, and just won't even allow her to have her own opinion. And so when she says like, I agree to disagree or whatever, he doesn't even take that because he doesn't like her tone when she says that. I don't know. It's just so frustrating because they've been friends this whole time, and their friendship seems to be turned now on Azza as a reason for him to be a better game player, because like they were taking care of each other as friends. It's very frustrating, and I don't know how Azza is able to like hold her tongue, because I would have been freaking, I'm flipping out.
Yeah. And so she goes week by week and she says, look, did you feel during anyone's HOH that you had to push somebody to not put me up, Big D? He goes, well, I had to put things in place and say things and also keep you out of the loop so that you would not become a target. So I would be a target over you in the Jokers. And she says, you keep saying that, but what are the examples? Says, well, week three, Alyssa really wanted to put you up. Right. And I convinced them not to. I was like, hey, what about Whitney? I got them to look at Whitney. And I kept you off the block. And also I had to keep you in dark about a lot of things so you would not have to lie about things. She said, okay. 1 week with Alyssa. Okay. What else? Lots of things. Lots of so many things that I kept you in the dark about. And she said, like who? Like what? I had relationships with Claire, with SB, with DX, you know, all these people who are HOHs after Christian. Like, which of them did you need to convince to not come after me? Because I had relationships with them. And he says, no. I had a thing with DX. I had Kylan working on DX. So I was doing that. And she said, DX was never coming for me. I had a great relationship with him. He told me so many things in this game. The only people coming for me were Christian and Alyssa. So who else was it that was coming for me that you convinced not to? Because the only other people are in the cookout. He's like, well, no, I mean, okay. He's like, he's getting real pouty. He's like, look, I agree. Okay. I don't have anything to say.
Do you think that maybe when he was taking his naps for most of the season, that he was dreaming of a game that he didn't actually play, and that he's just a little bit confused with what is reality and what is his dream? And I'm actually like, I'm not even saying this as a joke. Like, I'm like, because he didn't leave that bed really. So for him to think that conversations happened that didn't happen and scenarios happened that didn't happen, like, I only can think that he must have dreamt it up, or like created a way for him to believe that this to be so, like, he has such, you know, vigor when he's saying it, and it's so far from the truth. And I'm just wondering, like, is he dreaming it realistically?
I mean, maybe. I don't remember what it's called. There's like a psychological effect that like rich and successful people, no matter how they got their money or success, they tend to feel like they did something to deserve it. And so they often explain, like, this is how you become successful because it's how I became successful, without realizing that usually there's a lot of luck involved. And I feel like that's like what's happening with Big D. Like, he came into this game, with just like, everybody just did all the work and he benefited from it. And you could say the same thing of Xavier. You could say the same thing of Aza. And they all, to some degree, feel like I did something to make this happen. But like, because things worked out for them, they're like, yeah, and I did something. And it just happens to all kinds of players. The less you know about the game, the more likely you are to think that you were the one to make your good fortune happen because you don't know any better. It's really interesting. That's what the batter Meinhof effect of, like, the worse you are at something, the more likely you are to think you're good at it because you don't know enough to know that you're bad.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I just feel like there is some. I mean, it's not that uncommon. It's just particularly extreme with Big D.
Fair. Well, it's just like watching him. I'm just like, how can you not, like he's saying with such conviction that I'm like, you really didn't participate that much in this game. Like really, like. You were sleeping and laying down a lot of the season. And so it's like the things that weren't being, that he couldn't see outside of his vantage point, like, he's claiming that was his doing. And it's just like, it's shocking to me, but that theory makes sense though as well.
Yeah. I think I got that wrong. What's the name of that? I think I got some effects mixed up, but that's okay because I'm not claiming to be an expert on subtle effects.
I will look it up.
I know enough. No, I'm not good at that. Exactly. So he says, look, you always say you want the real. So I guess you don't want the real. I'll just have to SB Alyssa you. Okay. That's what I'll have to do in the future. She's like, okay, fine. Dunning-Kruger. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Not Batter-Meinhof. Batter-Meinhof is the one where you see something, and you feel like you see it more frequently after you see it once, that thing. Okay. Anyway, she says, okay, look, if that's your opinion, great. You've done more than me in this game. Okay, Big D, you've done more than me in this game. Fine. And then it's quiet. There are things you've done in this game. Look, okay, Big D, if you say you're not putting me down, fine. I'm good. I'm at peace with what I've done in this game. That's all we need to do.
He just wants to create some drama. Like, he's bored. Like, he just let the girl be. Like, okay, so you did everything. That's fine. Like, it is fine that you did everything then. If you believe that and she doesn't believe that, but she says, you know what, it's fine. Like, thank you so much for it. Did he want to thank you, or did he want her to be like, thank you? And like, what did he want from these conversations other than like what he got? Like, okay, so you did everything. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, he wanted to be able to exist in the reality where he gets to just put her down and her not be upset about it. And she's like, stop doing that. And he's like, what do you want me to lie to you? What do you want from me? And it never really gets any further than that. So Big D leaves, Xavier comes in, she cries a little bit. Sam, she's very frustrated. And Xavier says, like, you know, Big D, he's done some things. But maybe not as many as he says he has. Just let him go off. He doesn't realize he's putting you down. Just let him be him. Just let it go. Just drop it. And then they start talking about Kyland, and that's when Xavier's like, oh, wait a minute. No, no, no. Don't drop it with Kyland. Cause oh my God, it is so dumb what he's doing about Kyland. I cannot believe him. I'm asking him to do something that benefits him, evict Kyland. And he is like, oh, okay, it's so hard. It's so hard for me to do this. Like I get that you have a crush on the man, but send him home. Geez.
Well, and, you know, I mean, Xavier has a point here, being that the fact that, like, you know, it's good for your game and it's not as good for my game as it is for your game, Big D. Like, why aren't you taking the option so that you have every person that's left in the game is going to be taking you to the end? Why isn't that your objective since you're such a mastermind?
Yeah. He tells Azza, if I have to use the veto on you, I will.
Will he, though?
It really doesn't seem like it. I mean, he keeps threatening it to the cameras, to Azza, like, but he doesn't seem like he is actually going to, which I don't understand at all.
He should just do that. But I think that he was worried about taking away that power from Big D, you know, just with like how Big D sees himself as this big player and he wants to make this big decision and it would be taking a move away from him. And, you know, Big D's been talking a lot about like, oh my God, I'm not going to get any votes. And oh my God, like nobody's going to see what I've done. And so I'm thinking he's just like, doesn't want to take away a vote from him. He's just trying to be kind.
I guess so. It's just like, who cares?
I don't care. I don't know why he cares.
Big D is not winning that final three HOH. He's not going to choose who he takes. You know who might? Azza.
100%. No, I mean, I would have been like, Azza, you got to do this for me, girl. Like, let's go meet you final two. Like, you know, make a deal whether you keep it or not. Like, it's final three. It's $750,000. Like, she'll understand why, even though she'll be hurt or pissed. But like, make the deal with Azza, take her off the block, say, sorry, Big D, you were waffling too much back and forth. And, you know, just make sure that that's going to happen. And I think that would be, that's what I want anyways. And I've been praying for it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, in classic Xavier fashion, you know, Big D is trying his absolute hardest to convince Azza to take Xavier to the final two instead of himself with all of this nonsense that he's spewing toward Azza. You know, it's still.
She wouldn't do that though, right?
I don't think so. But I mean, like Big D is really pressing her patience.
It's like, oh, like, you know, you can walk all over me and I'm still going to take you to the end. Like, it's so, so frustrating. And like, especially because he thinks he's done so much and he has done so little in my eyes, but he just gets to be mean, berate her, make her feel like garbage. And she's still going to give him like a big paycheck if she gets that final HOH. And it's just, he's just so ungrateful in this situation.
Mm-hmm. So Big D is going to talk to Xavier. And Xavier is, he's still trying to convince Big D to vote out Kyle. Cause Xavier doesn't see that, like, Big D is not wavering on evicting Kylan. He just wants to be able to like feel bad about it, and be right about feeling bad about it. But Xavier and Azza don't want him to feel bad about it because why should he? Because it's good for him. And his best friend is the other person on the block. And so Xavier, I think from Big D's point of view, he's feeling like his feelings aren't being heard, in terms of, or validated in terms of like how bad he feels about doing this. They're like, you shouldn't feel bad, but he does. And so that's where a lot of that conflict is coming from. I personally don't think there's any chance he doesn't evict Kyland at this point. Unless, you know, something big happens with Kyland convincing him or something. But that's in terms of the Kyland decision where that's coming from. But Xavier's going to come to him and be like, hey, did I ever tell you about when Kyland said to me that you are capable of doing things, but that you don't do things?
When I was watching him bring this up, I'm like, he's trying to make him mad at Big D, but like he's also, Big D mad at Kylan, but he's also like kind of putting Big D down at the same time. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I understand his tactic, trying to like make Kylan be the common enemy here and like kind of reinforce that like he's got to go. He doesn't appreciate your game, but I don't know. I didn't really like the tactic though.
Yeah, he says that this is what he wants to use as the reason he doesn't use the veto, is that Kyland said once that Big D doesn't do anything, that he's capable, but he doesn't because he hasn't won anything. He hasn't had an opportunity to prove that he's done anything. And so this is going to be Xavier and Kyland giving Big D an opportunity to prove himself, to do something, to keep Kyland. And Big D's like, okay, but I have done things. Just because I haven't won anything doesn't mean I haven't done things. And I just feel like, why don't you just tell him straight up that you're not using the veto? And X is like, no, you don't understand. We're going to tell Kai that we're going to prove our loyalty to him by voting to keep him. Like, but we're not voting to keep him. Exactly. So you want to blindside him? Yes, it has to be a blindside. What?
Blindsides don't go over well, especially at this stage. You know, at the beginning of the day, we see when Kylan's working out, like he's like, you know, this is the first time he hasn't had any control in the game, but he thinks that he set himself up really well. And so I just don't think that it will go very well if he blindsides him. I mean, I guess there's not that much he can do other than his vote, but why don't they want to be honest? What's with Xavier not wanting to be honest when it doesn't matter, really?
Yeah, Xavier is like the next coming of Paul when it comes to not wanting to own his decisions and moves here.
Just be like, listen, man, like, it's a lot of money. I have a lot of people that I came here to help, and this money would do so much good. I'm really sorry, man. I know I said it, but now that we're close to the end, I got to take my shot. I can't use it on you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love it for me. Big D, once upon a time, ruined the Brent blindside and became dead to me. So if he's going to turn back around and give me a Kyland blindside, I'm going to be very happy about it. He's still dead to me. You can't come back from that. But I will appreciate it.
Oh, maybe that's something that he did that he's taking credit for, telling Brent about the blindside.
He was like, wait, Brent was blindsided? Like, he doesn't even know. All right. So Kylan is talking to the cameras, and this is, he says, you know, X keeps telling me I'm good, but I don't feel good. There's something weird going on. I just don't feel like this is okay. Come on, guys. If you're going to do the blind side, do it properly. Stop giving yourself away.
Exactly. If you're going to make it happen, like, I want it to be like, oh man, the blind side of the season. Like, ouch, that's going to hurt. But if it's going to be wishy-washy, like, just tell him, allow him to have like his last couple days in the game, in the house, like, just to be joyful as possible. He's probably going to work a little bit harder to stay, but you know, like, what you're going to do, and you know, just make a decision. Don't be in the middle. So wishy-washy. These people.
And it's so weird. Like, does X want Kylan to go to the jury feeling like Big D screwed me over and not Xavier? Because I feel like that only makes Xavier look ineffective, especially if he plans on going to the end with Big D. Like, you're just giving Big D a move over. Like, he got one over on you. Like, you trusted him to keep Kylan in the game, and then he turned on you and evicted Kylan against your will. Is that the story he's trying to tell? Like, cause that's a really weird story to the jury. Like, maybe Kyland would be like, okay, X didn't betray me, Big D did. But everybody else on the jury is going to be like, wow, Big D got one over on Xavier. Like, it's weird.
I think that everybody's starting to feel bad that Big D didn't do anything, and he thinks that he's done so much, and he wants to give him a move. It's the only thing that's kind of making sense to me with their, like, the three guys all together, and like, okay, let's give Big D a move. He hasn't won any competitions. Like, he doesn't know if he has any votes, maybe Brittany's votes in the jury. And so maybe he's trying to give him a move because he feels bad that it's going to be a complete shootout, like, or whatever that term is. I'm probably saying the wrong
thing. I mean, it's probably a lot simpler. It's probably just what we said before, which is that he just doesn't want to have to deal with Kylan to his face about like, oh, I'm sending you. Cause it's again, like when he sent Hannah home, he was like, no, I want to keep you. And then he voted her out. Right. Like he's, I mean, even all the way back to the Brent week, you know, a lot of people, and I defended the move at the time because I did think it was appropriate at the time. But a lot of people are like, why is he still like, why is he pretending to Brent like he's not the target when it's so obviously that he's the target? I think that Xavier just doesn't want to deal with any kind of confrontation. You see that when Big D and Azza are arguing, he's like, can I get out of here? He just wants no pardon. He just wants to as smooth a ride as possible.
And he got lucky that he got to have such a smooth ride with everybody else working for him this entire game. But like, come on, like you're going to win $750,000. Put yourself in a little bit of a sticky situation here. You know what I mean? Like have a little bit of adversity, just a little bit. Just own that move, please, Xavier. Like I'm already not really that pleased with who we're going to be awarding the money to. Like make me want to give it to you. Why doesn't he want me to want him to win? Mm. Why?
So they're gonna continue to hang out and talk throughout the day. Big D's gonna have more conversations with Xavier about Azza. Azza's gonna talk about Big D. They're gonna talk to each other. It keeps going as over and over and over. And then I mean, it just goes like late into the night. Like they're both sleeping, and then Big D gets up, and then they're called to the diary room, and the lights are still on, and it's like, what is happening? Why is it 3 a.m. and the lights are still on? And then it's 4 a.m. and Big D's out doing laundry, and Azza's sleeping in the room. And then Big D comes in and, you know, the lights are still, he's just doing stuff in the room. It's like, geez, man, these people are still awake. They're still like stewing on this. And Azza's like, Big D, can I just talk to you for a second? This is like 4:15 a.m. Big Brother time. He's like, okay. She says, I've been doing some thinking today, and you did not carry me this season. Okay. I sincerely regret that you went up on the block that week that you went up on the block, because I think it's been eating at you and it has been affecting our relationship. And putting me down while I put you up is not okay. Oh, well, I didn't mean to make you feel put down. No, you didn't make me feel it. You put me down. I was just being real, which is what you asked for. No, that's not the real, though. That's your opinion. There's a difference. It's like, oh, okay. All right. I could just be quiet about it then. And once we're out of here and we get to watch things, she's like, I don't care. I don't care about watching things after. Stop acting like I didn't do anything. And when we watch it back, I'll see. You did not carry me. You did not carry me in this game, Big D. Okay, I don't want you to ever feel disrespected. I wasn't trying to put you down at all. That's my opinion is just different than yours. I'll just leave it alone completely.
Please. That would be great, Big D. Thank you very much. It was really interesting before this, I believe, Big D was out in the hammock and he was just talking about like, you know, all the people that he's playing this game for. And the one thing that he said, he was like, women. He's like, you know, I support women and women's rights and all this stuff. And I was like, what?
Like, I mean, him and Frenchie, two peas in a pod, right? He talked to the cameras about like, hey, hopefully everyone likes me, and if you don't, like, I'm willing to have a conversation, except I might also say F you in the conversation, because hey, I'm Big D. It's pretty ridiculous. But I mean, he's literally like, Azza is trying to stand up for herself here. And he can't even say like, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry for having seen it that way. You know, I think that, you know, I'm just trying to like, you know, I'm feeling bad about my own game, and I'm just trying to figure out like what I've done. And I've been using you as a punching bag in order to make myself feel better about me. And that's wrong of me. I shouldn't have done that. No. It's, I'm sorry for being honest to you. If you want me to lie to you, I guess that's what I'll have to do. I guess I'll just have to, okay, you don't want me to lie to you either? Well, geez, I guess all I can do then is shut up. I guess I'll just drop it entirely because you're being completely unreasonable is the implication of what he's saying, right? He says, okay, I'm sorry. The word carried triggered you. I'm sorry for using that word. And I'm like, okay, you literally just apparently learned from your argument with Kylan the night before, because you're really starting to sound like Kylan. I was just trying to be honest. And I was like, here's the thing, Big D. I didn't ask for an honest assessment of my game. You know what? I didn't ask you to tell me what you thought of my game. And you've brought it up like over and over and over and over. You just keep talking about it. And I haven't asked you to talk about it. That's not what I've wanted. And she's like, I can play. He's like, you know what? You can play the game however you want, whether it's an honest game, a riding cocktails game, or whatnot. Yes, he said it again. he says, I shouldn't have just said anything, because everybody is always convinced they're in the right in the game. It's like if I said I was the greatest tennis of all time. That's what he said. Greatest tennis of all time. No, I've never played a tennis in my life, but that's my opinion. Other people would be like, no, you're not. And I'd be like, well, that's my opinion. That's my mind. So I just need to learn to shut up.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's talking about her, though. He's saying that they should just shut up about it, because if she thinks she's the best tennis of all time and everybody else sees that she's obviously not, then they should all just shut up about it.
Well, I mean, take your own advice, bud. because you think you're the greatest Big Brother player of all time, and she doesn't really agree. So shut up about it. Yes, both of you should shut up about it, because you're both terrible. But I was surprised that Azza knows more about the game than I was giving her credit for. So they do have a conversation earlier on the evening about different seasons, and Big D knows nothing. Nothing. And like, he's trying to pretend. Like, I feel like, you know, Azza would give some information and he'd be like, it's like a clip that he saw maybe on YouTube. He's like, oh, is that like the twin said da 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 da, or like when this happened? Like, he just like name dropped like big moments, and he's like, oh, is it that season? Like, oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I watched like half of that season. Oh yeah, I watched that half of that season. I'm like, you didn't watch any seasons. You don't know what's going on whatsoever. Like, you are claiming facts and like being a fan, and you don't know. And he's like, oh, I have to go back and watch like season like 12. And I was like, there's a lot of seasons that you can go back and watch, but that's not necessarily the first one I'm going to go back and watch, Big D.
My favorite part about Azza, Xavier, and Big D talking about past seasons and talking about this season is that all three of them know past seasons better than their own seasons.
Including Big D.
Even Big D, who doesn't know past seasons. Big D says, okay, here's what we'll do. Moving forward, if I don't like a dress of yours, I'll just keep my mouth shut. If you like it, you like it. She's like, okay, sure. But Big D, there's a difference between you saying, I don't like that dress, and constantly repeating, I hate that dress. I hate that dress. I hate that dress. It's such a terrible dress. He's like, okay, yeah. I get that. That's why I said anything around that, we don't have to touch that subject again.
Why doesn't he understand? Like, if we're using this dress analogy, you know, like if you put on a dress that, even if it makes you feel good and you think you look good in this dress, and then you have somebody with like, you didn't ask them if they to comment on how you look in this dress and whether or not you should feel good looking good in this dress, like, and then being like, well, like, I just won't tell you if you look good or if you don't look good, because I'm being real. And she's like, well, you can be real, but I didn't ask. And I think I look good in this dress, and leave you alone. Like, I don't want to have this conversation with you because I didn't ask you to tell me your opinion on how I look in this dress, and that the way I feel in this dress isn't warranted. Like, get out of here. Yeah. Get out of here, Big D.
He says, I don't want to touch on what you've done and what I've done ever again. She says, okay, that makes sense. I just hit a boundary. That's it. Okay. All right. Well, good night, Big D. What? Well, do you still want to talk? No, I'm good. You sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. All right. Good night. Good night. Silence. This time nobody talks, but the cameras pan over to Big D, who gives him a good look. Massive eye roll.
I can't with this guy.
Big D gives a massive eye roll to the cameras, just to be clear to the audio listeners, after this conversation.
I feel like I feel bad for Azza because like he's taking credit for like the fact that he went on the block and, you know, when Britney sitting next to Britney and that he took all this emotional burden this entire season and he just like carried her emotionally. And I'm like, you were just being a friend to each other. You guys were all in the Jokers. You guys were supporting each other because the Jokers were being seemingly targeted, or Britney was at least. And she was somebody in your trio. And it made sense for you to one of us to sit beside Britney to make Britney go home. And so the fact that he's like claiming all this, that Azza didn't do it, he just took all this emotional labor and he has his hands so dirty in this game. It's like, Big D, you were just playing Big Brother. Everybody else has a similar amount of like emotional burden and stress that they've had to endure during this game. Like his isn't that much greater than anybody else's. It's just like, I wish that he had a little bit better of an assessment on his game and how he's treating his friend, someone that he's claiming to be his friend. It's just not kind at all.
Yeah. It feels like we're watching like a family, right? And I made this comparison before, like the Tiffany built their house, right? But like Tiffany like built their house. She built their fortune and she passed it on to her children. And they were like, Tiffany didn't do anything to build this fortune. We are the ones that earned this money and this house. And now it's just a bunch of Tiffany's children who have inherited her money and house, and they're all fighting over who actually deserves it the most, and who actually built the house and who actually earned the money when none of them did any of that. But they're arguing; they're just constantly fighting about it. Like, no, you didn't do anything to earn this money. How dare you say that? Because deep down, I know that's true, but it makes me feel bad. So you didn't do anything to earn this money.
I feel like this is a soap opera, actually. Like, I'm like envisioning it like super dramatic. And like, no, I did everything. No, you didn't do anything. I like it. I like this analogy.
Oh, man. It's whatever. I keep saying this, but this is such a ridiculous Final Four. Here we are. And that was the day. That's, the whole day was really just this big argument between Big D and Azza. I've already said that Big D is probably the worst player ever, at least in recent history. And I say, like, that's made it this far. Cause obviously there are like, I mean, even just like Frenchie, like, but like in terms of like, lots of data on a player. They made it very far. They're very bad. If he somehow manages to fight Azza into not taking him to the final two, like, I don't even know anymore. It's a whole new scale.
Is that going to happen? Like, I mean, it's just, it's too much. Like, obviously it could happen. Do you think that, what's the percentage? Do you think that it's a possibility that he puts such a bad taste in her mouth that she doesn't even want him to get that second place money? If that was the case.
I mean, I think that if they wake up today and they apologize and they say, you know what, we got out of hand yesterday, I think it'll be fine. If Big D continues to act this way until finale night, I don't know how you can take a man like that, especially for Azza, who doesn't really care about winning, really. I mean, she cares about bringing the person she feels the best about. And if Big D is going to make her feel terrible constantly, then I think it's theoretically possible. Now, she has not really indicated this in any way, but it feels like where before it was completely impossible, it feels like Big D has kind of opened the door a crack here with his behavior.
Oh, Big D. I do have a question, though, about like scheduling wise. So like obviously Mondays are used to be when the veto ceremony would happen. And so the final three is going to be actually live, or is it going to be pre-taped? Like when are the feeds going to go down? Like, do you know, have any idea how that's going to work out?
So I think the final four eviction should be live on Thursday, the veto ceremony slash eviction. And then Friday, I think we're expecting the recap. And then Sunday will be probably just like start of the HOH competition, then finale.
What's happening on Wednesday or tomorrow?
Like, the competition.
Oh, the competition. Got
minus
it. Got
the
it.
Ceremony, I would imagine.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. So.
Got it.
Yeah. We'll see, though. Who knows?
Well, I was just like, I couldn't completely forgot like how it works. I'm like, wait, do they do it now? And then like, it's like they shut down the feeds. I just couldn't remember how things went down, but that makes sense. Thank
feeds,
you.
Feeds will go down. Usually, it's way later than Big Brother Canada. So, it would be, you know, like shortly before the finale. Generally. Gotcha.
Cool. But,
that's about what we, Chantel, anything else you want to bring up?
I don't think so. Like, we honestly, we went over it, everything that I wrote down. I just wrote down the same thing over and over and over and over again. So, yeah, I mean, it's been very frustrating. I do want him to have a reality check. I do wonder for you, though, are you going to let him know that you think that he's the worst player in Big Brother history or one of?
I mean, it's like, I'm going to get with Rob probably, it's assuming, you know, Big D is in the final three. So we're probably going to get some like a 10 minute interview with him. You know, you can't really be like, in 10 minutes, like you're actually the worst player I've ever seen. Like that's a little ridiculous. But you know, I if he tries to tell me how much stuff he's done, I will politely, be like, actually,
objection, Your Honor.
Yeah. But and then it's like what am I gonna do? Like a whole game review with Big D? Like,
well, you have to, right? Isn't that gonna be next week? Your live feed.
Oh, I'll do a game review of Big D.
Okay. Oh, not to him though.
Yeah.
One thing though that Big D did talk about last night was like the order of how people did things in the house, like who, like, so like Kyland and Xavier, they did the most out of the cookout, like they did the most, and then him, he did the next most, and he's like, oh, I guess then Tiffany and then Hannah and then like Azza did the least, she did the absolute least, and I'm just thinking like you're just right beside Azza there but doing the absolute least. Big D, I don't know how you could even conceptualize doing more than Tiffany, like in this scenario. But this is just more of his illusions of grandeur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know, we'll see where things go here with the rest of the season and with Big D and all of that. But that's what we have for you today. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. We are still just trucking along, waiting for the end here. Yes, I'll keep you updated on what the latest argument on the feeds is. And then later tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, we'll be live with the roundtable, where we will rate this final four. Very interested to see where the ratings go here, because I feel like the level of gameplay has shifted down pretty dramatically. So we'll see where the Stockwatch ratings go.
I hope we get a Melissa rant. That'll be fun.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Although she did just get married, so she might be feeling pretty good.
Well, no, but maybe having to like come and like catch up on like Big D arguments, like you know, she might have a rant about that because it's just polar opposite to the blissful moments that she's had. So.
Well, of course, tomorrow, we will also have an episode recap after the episode of Big Brother. It's going to be a late night recap. Rob will not be there. It's going to be myself, Jacob Jones, and Maggie Morgan. So that should be a fun time. Make sure you tune in for that. I'll also be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching Survivor live with you guys and then Big Brother as well. So, if you guys are interested in, hanging out, watching some shows together, come find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn, where I will tweet out the survey for tonight's roundtable podcast. So check that out as well. Chantel, where can people find you?
I'm everywhere online, but at @ShanFriendFran has all my links. And if you want to go live with me on YouTube, my channel is Reality Realness with 3 S's. I go live most of the time. So come hang out and we'll talk about different shows.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.